and all is well, right? Well, it's actually a day, a national holiday for giving thanks to God. So as we think about this gratitude, as we think about giving thanks, let's move on to gratitude toward others. Do you know the day of the week that waiters and waitresses dread waiting on people the most? Sundays. Do you know why? You're looking at them. All of them. Us. Church folk. Waiters and waitresses hate Sunday afternoons because they got to wait on church folk. I've heard that over and over again for years, and it always surprised me. They say that church people tend to think that they're better than they are and look down their noses at them. They also say that we're hard to please. Hard to please. Can you imagine that? I have never experienced church folks that are hard to please. At least not these church folks, Bill. I know that's a broad statement, but yes, it's been consistent for as long as I can remember. Sunday afternoons, waiters and waitresses don't like to work because of church folks. And I kind of think it's sad. Don't you think, as of all the folks, church folks ought to be the ones that are grace-filled and hope-filled and happy, right? Or at least, even if you're not happy, know how to treat other people, right? Well, a few years ago, we were eating at Applebee's with some friends, and you all know it's the Quartet family, so there was like 36 of us. No, not really, but there was we grew from my family, which included Paul, and four bachelors to 14 of us now, everybody involved. But anyway, a few years ago, we were eating at Applebee's with these guys, and there was a table next to us. As we sat down, they just looked grumpy. You ever sit down in a restaurant or somewhere and you look at folks and you just think, man, they look grumpy. And the longer we sat there, we realized that that was the case. They were unhappy with about everything. They didn't, you know, their buffalo wings didn't have enough sauce on them. And they ordered two of those and none of the buffalo wings were right the way they wanted. And you have to understand, oh, and when they left, they left no tip. At least they didn't leave a penny, which is the worst thing you can do. But they left no tip at all. Now, you have to understand, for years growing up, I would eat with Mom and Dad, whether my sisters were there or it was the larger family. And we would be there in a restaurant, and it didn't matter if that waiter or waitress was grumpy or having a bad day or joy-filled, they would talk with that person. And, you know, it took some longer than others, but in the 30 minutes or so that we were there eating, that person, I mean, they knew just about their whole history about them, right? Just the fact that they treated that person with respect, like a human being, that person turned around in that 30 minutes that we were there. So, you know, as we were sitting there and these grumpy folks were talking to their waitress, I thought, I'm going to follow Mom and Dad's lead. And so our table was, I know this is hard for you all to understand, but our table was kind of being obnoxious. Teddy, you'd understand. you know, it's that table that's laughing and carrying on that everybody in the restaurant wants to sit. No, that's just my opinion, but everyone wants to sit with. But anyway, so I decided to take Mom and Dad's lead, and she came up to fill our drinks, and I said, ma'am, I said, there's not enough sauce on my buffalo wings. Now, you know that split second? I won't even want to tell you what I thought was going through her mind, right? But then she came to her senses and she looked at my plate and she realized I didn't even have buffalo wings to have sauce on. And she started laughing and we started laughing together and talking. And a few minutes later, we got a platter full of buffalo wings smothered in sauce. And a little bit later, for the kids, she brought by two milkshakes or something. I can't remember what they were. And so it was just a fun time, and we hopefully turned a bad situation into a funny situation for her. Now, I am not saying in any way to be nice or to be grateful to people just to get something. That is not my point. But many times people are just longing for others to treat them with respect. Many times people are just longing for you to actually have interest in their life to say, hey, how are things going? And mean it. Not just a, hey, Kevin, how you doing? We've all done that, haven't we? Yeah. Right? To actually ask someone how they are doing and stand there and wait for a response. You'll surprise people when you do that. You really will.